This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD streaming audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring. Full throttle is half the fun. Where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
We have a major update on Mitchell Robinson. Unfortunately, as many Knicks fans saw last night, Robinson re-injured that surgically repaired ankle. And after the game, he was seen wearing a walking boot, putting his status for the rest of the playoffs in question. We're going to break down exactly what happened, and we're going to let you know if he was actually injured or if he was targeted. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Mitchell Robinson re-injures his ankle after a hard foul in Game 3. This was my main concerns headed into the postseason. Injuries. Because I thought, even without Julius Randle, this roster, as constructed, could go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. But that all depended on health. It depends on the health of Mitchell Robinson, Isaiah Hartenstein, Jalen Brunson, all of our key players. But now, after last night's game against the Philadelphia 76ers, Mitchell Robinson, unfortunately, may not be available for the rest of this series, and who knows about the rest of the playoffs. It's a question mark now, because Mitchell Robinson, as he was going up for a basket, his leg was pulled on, and as you can clearly see here, it was pulled on by Joel Embiid. He fell awkwardly, and he was not right after that play. Now, maybe you can say that wasn't the only play that caused the ankle injury. Now, maybe that's true. However, this play right here definitely didn't help matters. If anything, it probably helped contribute to Robinson's injury. That's why I started the video stating, was it an injury by Robinson or was he targeted? The reason I said he was targeted is because look at this injury. There is no reason to make this play. Joel Embiid is already on the floor. Why is he grabbing at Robinson's knee, at his leg like that? Could you imagine if roles were reversed? What if Mitchell Robinson was the one pulling at Joel Embiid's leg like that? It would have blown up. It would have been a significant story. The 76ers fan would have had so much hate and vile criticism for the New York Knicks, and it probably would have been warranted if Mitchell Robinson was the one doing this. But that's not the case here. Joel Embiid pulled Robinson's leg, and after the game, we saw the following. So as you can see, this is Mitchell Robinson after the game. He's leaving the arena, walking gingerly, definitely favoring that ankle in a walking boot. Just not what you want to see as a Knicks fan after a critical game. Mitchell Robinson and his defense on Joel Embiid has been sensational. He plays him physical. He makes him rush shots. He makes him frustrated. That's exactly what you want from somebody coming off of your bench. I-Hart sometimes gets into foul trouble, so you need Mitchell Robinson and the big minutes that he's able to play. Without him, we have to rely on Precious. And yes, Precious did play a few good possessions on Embiid, but a few good possessions is not an entire game. Mitchell Robinson is a game changer. He is a difference maker in this series. He's one of the key players for the Knicks in this series. The way he plays Embiid is magnificent. We need him, we need his defense, and we need him to put that fear in the opposing team. So when they're going to the basket, it makes them change their shot, and that way they miss. The Knicks get the rebound, and they push it up the floor. We need more stops. We needed more stops last night. One of the main reasons we lost that game is because we kept going shot for shot without being able to get a defensive stop and being able to put it on the 76ers. We could just not get it done. And Robinson being out and injured did not help at all. Shout out to Precious Achiuwa. I'm not trying to throw any shade at him. He did play well, but he's not Mitchell Robinson. We don't expect him to be Mitchell Robinson, but Mitchell Robinson's defense, the way he plays, it's just different. Nobody on the Knicks can replicate that. Even Ihart can't replicate that. And when Ihart gets into foul trouble, we're now going to have to look at either Jericho Sims and likely Precious Achiuwa. Mitchell Robinson's likely not going to be available. Shout out to Ian Bagley from SNY for giving us this information. According to him, probably a significant amount of concern around Robinson's ankle going into game four. Likely meaning that Robinson is not going to be available. The Knicks are not going to do what the 76ers are doing to Embiid. They're not going to just shoot up Robinson's ankle with a couple of shots, put him out there, and risk further injury. They want to make sure Robinson's fully healthy, fully good to go, and not going to do any more damage to that ankle. If that's the case, he's going to play. But if not, he's not going to suit up. And look at the video again. This is him leaving the arena. You're telling me this guy is going to be ready and available on Sunday, an afternoon game, to be available for the Knicks to play? I don't think so. I'm thinking moving forward for the rest of the series, Mitchell Robinson will not play. We're going to have to rely on Precious Achiuwa. We're going to have to rely on Ihart. And we're going to have to rely on this Knicks team doing what they've always done. Next man up mentality, buying in, and making sure they take it to the 76ers. We need to take one game on the road and then go back to MSG and finish it all out. That's what the Knicks need to do. Hopefully they're able to do that in game four, but now the job just got so much harder without Mitchell Robinson being involved. And that's a huge blow for the New York Knicks and their playoff dreams moving forward. Because let's say they get past the 76ers. Is Mitchell Robinson going to be healthy and available moving forward? If not, in my opinion, it's a huge blow. It hurts the Knicks, especially defensively, moving forward in the postseason. And in the postseason, your defense matters so much. Without having Mitchell Robinson, your defensive anchor, available, it's a tough blow for the Knicks. Let's not forget, besides the key defense that Robinson plays on Embiid, he also rebounds. He also blocks shots. He also puts that fear in other players that makes them alter their shots. He does all of that for the Knicks. If he's not out there and available, the Knicks lose all of that. Think about that as we head into game four. That's why Robinson is such an X factor for this team.
Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted with the finest materials for irresistible comfort every single night. Now, save up to $800 on select adjustable mattress sets only at stearnsandfoster.com. Lesser savings may apply.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I hope he's able to play, but looking at the video, hearing Ian Bagley's update, it doesn't look good for the Knicks. But let's take a look at Embiid and what he said about the injury after the game. Shout out to SNY's Ian Bagley for giving us the following information. According to Embiid, he said, "He was trying to make sure Mitchell Robinson doesn't land on me because obviously we know the history that I have with Jonathan Kuminga landing on my knee. So I kind of had some flashbacks when he came down to it. It was unfortunate. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just, in those situations, I got to protect myself because I've been in way too many situations where I'm always the recipient of the bad end of it. It's unfortunate. Does that sound like an apology? Does that sound like I'm sorry? I get it's the playoffs, but you nearly pulled this man's leg off his body while you were on the floor. Not a basketball play, clearly not. And you look like you were pulling him towards you, not away from your knee. So how are you trying to protect your knee if you're pulling Mitchell Robinson towards you? That doesn't make sense. Your explanation doesn't make sense. You said it was unfortunate and you did not apologize. You did not take accountability. You didn't say, I'm sorry. What that tells me is you meant to do that. You meant to pull him by his leg. Now, maybe you didn't mean to injure him, but by pulling his leg, a big man, you being a big man yourself, think about if you were in that situation. Would you want somebody pulling at your leg like that? If not, then why would you do it to somebody else? You said you were trying to prevent somebody from landing on your knee, preventing injury from you. You had flashbacks. No. What you had was a desire to win, and you were trying to win at all costs. And for you, that meant pulling Mitchell Robinson's leg, trying to make sure he didn't make the basket. Maybe you wanted him to get to the line and miss the buckets. Either way, that was not the right play to make. And in my opinion, seeing this, if I'm an NBA referee, I don't need to see anything else. I am giving him a flagrant 2. I am ejecting Embiid, and he's no longer part of the game. And if that's the case last night, the Knicks win that game. They're up 3-0, and that's the end of the whole series right there. But that didn't happen. He got a flagrant 1 for this. He probably deserved multiple flagrant 1s for other fouls he made in last night's game as well, too. But he didn't get those calls. If he had gotten multiple flagrant 1s, or he had gotten that flagrant 2 that he deserved for this particular play, he would have been ejected, he would have not been in the game, and he would have been a non-factor last night. He would not have put up 50 points. The Knicks would have won that game. They would be up 3-0 right now, and it would have been the end of the series. It likely still is the end of the series, but the Sixers have a little bit more hope because they took game 3. Shout out to them, but no shout outs to the way Joel Embiid played. In my opinion, he was trying to hunt fouls, and he was trying to throw his body into players, regardless what it meant to that other player. If he injured that other player, it didn't matter. If Mitchell Robinson went down with a serious injury here, which definitely could have happened because you're pulling at a big man when he's going up for a dunk in the air at his leg, if he came down really badly, he could have been out for the rest of the postseason, and who knows, for the rest of his career or potentially for next season. We don't know what could happen if you do something like this. So don't do things like this. You would think Joel Embiid, a big man in this league, would know better and not do something like this. But he was frustrated. Robinson was guarding him very well, and Robinson was about to dunk, score a point for the New York Knicks, but he didn't want that. He wanted to make Robinson's life a little bit more difficult and wanted him to earn it at the line, regardless of how he made him earn it, regardless of how the foul looked like. And that was how the foul looked like. Terrible. This is terrible officiating here. He should have been called for a flagrant 2 and not been part of the game. The fact that he was allowed to play the rest of the game after doing this type of foul is crazy. To answer the question I stated in the beginning, was he injured or was he targeted? In my opinion, yes, he got injured, but he got injured because he was targeted. He was targeted by Embiid. Clearly he was. This is not a basketball play. This is a play of, I'm about to get dunked on. They're about to score. I don't want to have either of those things happen. I'm going to stop it any way possible. And that was the way he chose to do it. I don't care about his response. I don't care about his explanation. I don't care about him having all of these knee injuries or all these other ailments anymore. It doesn't matter. This man scored 50. He did it by playing aggressively, physically, and in my opinion, absolutely dirty. You do not do plays like this, go off and win the game, and feel happy about that win. Feel good about that win. You never do. Flagrant 1? No way. I've been watching basketball for 20 plus years. I will bet everything I love that play was not a basketball play, and it absolutely was a flagrant two. Embiid should have been ejected. He should have never been in that game. The Knicks should be up 3-0, but you know what? It's all good. That's what you want to do? That's how you want to win? We're going to remember that. Game four is ours. You can do whatever you want to do. You can try to take out our best players. This Knicks team is built differently. Next man up mentality. Game four, we are taking it to you. We are stealing that game. We're going back to MSG up 3-1. And then after that, let's see what the conversation is. Let's see what we talk about then. But I did not like that play last night. Shout out to Mitchell Robinson. I hope he gets better. I hope he recovers fast. I hope he can still be part of the Knicks and their postseason success moving forward. But right now, it's not looking good for Robinson and his status for the rest of the series. But what about you guys? What did you think about Robinson being injured last night? Did you think Robinson injured himself? Or do you think Joel Embiid targeted and injured Mitchell Robinson? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.